is a new thing that God has done.
因为是新事，我们常常可以跟神相遇。
Because it's a new thing, that's why we encounter God.
这个堂会会面对很多的挑战。
So in this campus, we sometimes face some challenges.
正因为有挑战，所以我们在无依无靠中就可以依靠上帝了。
Because of challenge, we have no other thing to rely on. That's why we encounter God.
大家可以想一想，五十年前我们的教会就像现在一样，只有几个人。
So think about it, like 50 years ago, our church is like this. We only have few people.
但是你没有想到50年以后，这个教会几个人的教会就变成了整个印第安纳州最大的华人教会。
But we cannot think of it, like after 50 years, we become the biggest Chinese church in Indianapolis.
然后我们就开始生养了。
And then we started to do the discipleship.
南坛是我们生养出来的第二个孩子。
So the South Campus is one of our children.
东面还会生养。
So in East, we will have another campus.
以后还北面还会生养。
And then we will have another one in North.
因为神已经把一个托付放在我们中间。
Because God has a mission in and among us.
要让所有的来到印地的华人都听到福音。
Because He wants all the Chinese people in Indianapolis to hear gospel.
今年是我们教会五十周年庆。
So this year is our 50 years anniversary.
我们每个人，我们教会常常说感谢上帝的恩典。
So our church always say we need to give grace.
但上帝说什么呢？
So what did God say?
上帝说，多给的也要多取。
So God said, whoever gives more and will receive more.
多托付的就要问谁多要。
Whoever completes more mission will ask for more.
所以我们这群人是被上帝的灵所激动的。
So we are inspired by God.
我们躺在上帝的恩典中太久了。
So we are receiving His grace for long.
所以上帝呼召我们起来。
So God is calling us to stand up.
让我们去开拓。
To explore.
正因为有这样的心智。
Because of this will.
所以上帝就把他的器皿扩大了。
So He wanna enlarge His vessels.
以致在我们中间，我们可以看到用印度来的朋友们。
So that we can really see the friends from India.
上个礼拜我们看到从缅甸来的，从越南来的。
So we also see the friends from Myanmar and also Vietnam.
以后还会有更多的国际学生来到我们中间。
And in the future, we will have more international students to come to us.
我盼望你能够做梦。
So I hope you will have a dream.
多少年之后，可能这个国际教会就在这里出来了。
So in the future, there will be more international churches happen among us.
神在天上会纪念你我。
So God will remember us in heaven.
他告诉我们要坚固我们的心和手上所做的工。
So He told us we need to keep our heart and also keep the work in our hands.
我记得那一天我们参加义卖。
And the other day we went to this.
有两位姐妹，她们很兴奋，她们两个人做点点心，竟然买了$190。
So we went to this sales for mission, and then one sister is very excited. So she spent like $190.
我盼望他们能够看到，在天上耶稣跟他们一样的高兴。
So I could imagine that Jesus is more excited than them in heaven.
长大了。
Because we are grown up.
我们知道要跟别人分享从上帝来的恩典。
Because we know how to share the grace with others.
所以永远记得，你每一天跟神相遇，就是一生跟神相遇了。
Because we know that every day we encounter God in our daily life, and we will encounter Him for the rest of our lives.
所以你每天早晨到夜晚都跟神相遇。
So every day, day and night, we will encounter God.
那是不是你就说一生我跟神相遇吗？
So can you say I will encounter God for the rest of my life?
所以弟兄姐妹，你永远记得，我们每一天跟神相遇。
So please remember, sisters and brothers, we will meet God every day.
所以不要再虚谎的问自己，问神说：“神啊，你在我一生中的旨意是什么？”
So do not ask God, "What's your plan in my life?"
你每一天都能跟随上帝的旨意。
Because every day you can follow His plan.
顺服上帝的带领。
And obey His leading.
那么你就是一生在上帝的面前委身，一生奉献给他。
You devote to His mission for the rest of your life.
好，我们今天继续来讲一个主题，就是基督徒的赛程。
So today we are going to talk about Christians' race.
我盼望弟兄姐妹永远记得，我们基督徒从信主得救，一直到最后成圣，越来越像耶稣，这是一个奔跑的过程。
So I know like we, from the minute we decide to follow Jesus, and then it is a journey of race, spiritual race.
今天呢，我们会来讲一段的圣经，是讲说我们怎么来不被怪异的教训所吸引。
So today we're going to talk about verses how we are not going to be led away.
因为我们在奔跑属灵的路上会面对很多的从各方面来的影响。
Because in our spiritual journey, we will face all kinds of temptations.
我们来看看希伯来书的作者是怎么来提醒我们的。
So let's look at the author of Hebrews.
我们中文可以看这个圣经，你就用英文来读这个希伯来书十三章九节。
Okay, in Hebrews 39.
他用英文读，我们用中文。也可以慢慢的读。
Okay, do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by eating ceremonial foods, which is of no benefit to those who do so. We have an altar from which those minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat.The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own body, blood. So let us then go to him outside the camp and bear the disgrace he bore.For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come.
好，我会讲第一个要提防怪异的教训。
So the first one is I want to talk about being careful with the straight teachings.
圣经告诉我们不要被怪异的教训勾引去了。
So Bible taught us do not be carried away by the straight teachings.
勾引去了就是告诉我们不要被错误的教训带走带错路。
So, being carried away means like means being led away or led astray by wrong things.
圣经告诉我们人会被带离上帝的恩典是一件非常危险的事。
So it's dangerous for people to be led away from God's grace because it is, yeah.
在保罗的那个时代常常会人借着食物的禁忌和宗教的礼仪来带领我们离开神的救恩。
So in the Bible, it's told us that people are often led away by the prohibition of food and religious rituals.
这并不是说我们不注重外在的形式和礼仪。
It doesn't mean we do not pay attention to the external formalities and rituals.
因为形式和礼仪在某些的时候会提醒我们促进我们跟主的关系。
Because the external formalities and rituals sometimes can remind us to build a relationship with God.
但是外在的形式和礼仪本身不能让我们心里洁净，蒙神的悦纳，得到永恒。
But the external formalities and rituals cannot help us to please God and accept God.
所以在教会的历史中，任何一种的教义只要宣称某些肉体和外表的东西能使人洁净、未曾悦纳，这就是虚假的、怪异的。
So anything about external formalities and rituals that taught us how to focus on his salvation and accept him rather than what we have received, it is a false teaching.
那我们今天来想一想，今天让我们远离基督的救恩的怪异的教训是什么呢？
So let's look at like what is the wrong teaching.
那在保罗的时代有食物上的禁忌，那难道21世纪今天我们还有什么食物的禁忌吗？
So let's look at like in the Paul said there are prohibition of food at the 21st century. Do we still have food prohibitions?
那么我们要看到一件事情，自古以来人在饮食上向来有自己的禁忌。
So we can say like from ancient times, people still have their own prohibition of food.
人在吃什么和怎么吃的问题上多少都带有自我救赎的印记。
So in the topics of what to eat and how to eat, indicate the mark of self-redemption to some extent.
保罗在说，凡是为神所造的食物都是好的。
Paul said that all food created by God is good.
只要我们带着感受的心、领受的心、感恩的心去领受就是了。
As long as we receive it with gratitude.
这就像耶稣教导门徒一样，当我们领受饮食的时候，带着感恩的心注谢就是了。
Just as Jesus taught his disciples to give thanks for his food provided by the Heavenly Father.
但今天的问题是
，But the problem today we face is
太多的人把每天吃什么和怎么吃当做了自己延年益寿的偶像。
Many people regard what to eat and how to eat as their idols to extend their lives.
他们不知不觉地把自身的健康和安全以及一生在世的年日的长短都维系在自己精心选择的饮食上。
They unconsciously and carefully choose their food for their health, safety, and length of their lives.
他们着迷于养生的节目。
They are obsessed with the programs related to health.
他们信奉人云亦云的规条。
And they follow the crowd.
他们会谨小慎微，常常为吃错了一些什么东西懊丧。
They are too conscious and often feel dismayed if they eat something wrong.
又常常为吃对了一些什么东西庆幸
，and also feel happy if they eat something right.
但是问题是，今天太多的基督徒也为之津津乐道，有时已经到了痴迷的程度。
So the problem is that today many Christians follow the same fashion.
我们有时候基督徒在聚会的时候，我们常常也会讲到吃喝的问题，一讲就没有底了。
So many Christians talk about the food and during the gathering.So they can have endless conversation about this.
想一想，神将我们的身体视为他的殿，他不喜欢我们好宴乐，他也不喜欢我们一味的挑斤减肥。
So think about it. God regards our body as His temple. He doesn't like us to enjoy pleasures. Nor does He like us to be picky and lose weight blindly.
神告诉你我可以借着他的道和人的祈求，使我们日用的饮食成为洁净。
God tells that through His word and people's prayer, He can cleanse our food.
所以重要的不是食物，乃是吃的人的态度。
So is the very important is that it's not food itself, but the attitude of people.
所以你看到上帝有教导啊，神所洁净的，你不可以当俗物。
So the God has teaching that what God has called as pure, you cannot call it as impure.
大家知道这个话是谁说的？
Do you know who said this?
耶稣说的，对不对？
Jesus said so.
Yeah, 跟彼得说的。
Jesus said that to Peter.
Yeah, 圣经也告诉我们，因为人心靠着恩典得到坚固才是好的，并不是靠饮食。那饮食上在专心的，从来没有得到益处的。
So Jesus also told us, like we are strengthened not only by food, but also by His grace.
所以我们不要再继续迷信每天吃什么和怎么吃了。
So we shouldn't always like obsessed with what to eat and how to eat.
愿不愿意今天我们就向上帝祷告
？Can we like pray right now?
我们可以跟主说，主啊，我愿意相信你是我每日饮食的赏赐者。
So we can tell God, Lord, you are the provider of my daily bread.
只要我心存感恩，向你祈求，你说洁净了就洁净了。
So as long as I receive it as with gratitude, when you say it is clean, then it is clean.
我们能不能向主说，愿我承认或生或死都是你的人了？
So can we like admit to God that no matter I live or die, I am yours?
所以我如今或吃或喝，无论做什么，也可以应该来荣耀你。
So today, no matter what I do, I should still glorify you.
那我们看到当今另外一个教训，就是关于同性婚姻。
So another wrong teaching is about same-sex marriage.
在美国，我看华人教会还没有什么同志教会、同性恋的教会。
So in America, so in Chinese churches, I haven't seen churches for same-sex people.
但是在台湾有。
But there are some in Taiwan.
还有同志的牧师。
And then there's also like pastor who is homosexual.
但是今天在我们华人中、基督徒中，仍然有同性婚姻的里面的很多的怪异的想法被影响。
So what is also influencing people, Christians today in Chinese people is that there are also some people have thoughts of homosexual people.
因为有很多的假教师、假师傅、假牧师再来跟我们讲说。
So there are some false, you know, around, false teachers and ministers told us.
他们因为说圣经写的年代离我们太久了。
So they say the time of Bible was written was too long ago.
今天很多的事情是圣经当初没有碰到的。
There are many things that today that were not mentioned in the Bible.
所以现在人读圣经只要读精神就可以了，不要按照字面的意思来理解。
So now what we can do is to just read the spirit of the Bible rather than to read the meaning of it.
有一个似是而非的理论是这么说的。
So there is a theory.
圣经讲说的婚姻是有两个因素在里面。
So the definition of marriage in Bible has two elements.
那婚姻是首先是一对一两个人。
So the marriage is firstly is for one to one.
第二个因素是男对女。
And the second element is female to male.
但是一对一这个因素一定大于男对女。
So the one to one is more critical than female to male.
所以最近我看到了一个调查的数据。
So today I saw statistics.
有四分之一的美国人表示，因为最近几年的教育的问题，以及 LGBT 的立场问题，改变了他们的宗教信仰。
So a quarter of American Christians have changed their religious beliefs because of religious issues and LGBT stance.
我知道美国早有一些宗派已经把圣经中关于一男一女的婚姻的定义已经修改了。
So I know some churches already modified the definition of marriage in the Bible.
在教会的婚姻的定义中，他们想说婚姻是两个人，大多数是一男一女。
So they changed that into in marriage there are two people, mostly it's female and two male.
那最近我在国度祷告网的这个网页上看到一个统计数据。
So I saw a statistic from the prayer network.
说美国主流教会的牧师调查表明，74%支持同性婚恋。
So there are 47% of pastors actually advocate for same-sex marriage.
所以今天美国基督教宗派在同性的问题上有断崖式的滑坡。
So in terms of this matter, there is like a drastic decline.
相信用不了多久，这种逼迫会临到所有持守圣经婚姻立场的教会。
So I believe that not so long, and then this persecution will come to the churches that upholds the definition of marriage in the Bible.
所以你看保罗当年就说，他说我非常稀奇，你们怎么这么快就离开了上帝对你们的教导和恩召。
So Paul said, like, I'm very astonished and how quickly you are led away from the teaching of the God.
最近我跟教会的弟兄姐妹正在上一门非常有意思的网课。
So recently, I'm actually taking a very interesting online class.
这门课的名字叫圣经世界观。
So this class is called a Biblical Worldview.
他在告诉我们这一百多年来对基督教极具杀伤力的各种怪异的教训。
So it talks about all kinds of destructive power of wrong teachings.
上这门课的老师明年的九月会到我们教会来带一个全教会的退休会，中英文堂一起的。
So this teacher, our professor, will come to our church, will lead a retreat for Chinese and English section next year.
这个牧师他在告诉我们，在他的生命中，他已经做了牧师了。在几十年的过程中，他的心里一直有一个神圣的不满足。
So this professor has been Christian for years, but he has a holy dissatisfaction in his spiritual journey.
他讲到了整个美国的教会最大的失败。
So he was talking about the greatest failure in among churches.
也是整个的基督徒最大的失败。
And it's also a failure for many churches.
就是他们从来没有好好的思想过，我们手中的那本圣经，把它视为是一个生活的体系和世界观。
So the failure is that the many Christians did not regard Bible as their life system and worldview.
他们似乎从来没有想过上帝的叫我们有一个文化上的管理。
So they did not think about that God want us to have a management in a liberty.
上帝生养众多，要我们代表他来管理全地。
So God has like many descendants. He wants us to manage the earth.
上帝对整个人类历史中每一个领域都有他的旨意。
So God has his own purpose in different fields.
但是我们没有这么去想。
But we never thought of.
以致我们节节败退。
And as a result, we were defeated.
我们非常安全地退居到社会的围墙里面。
And we were safely retreated back to the concrete shell of the society.
我们的教会，我们的弟兄姐妹，我们的牧者只在强调圣经的救赎观。
So our church just focus on the salvation.
但是却我们却不明白圣经也是世界观。
But we cannot, we actually did not understand that the Bible is also a worldview.
结果我们无法回答世界向我们的挑战。
Consequently, we cannot answer the challenges that the world brought to us.
或者说我们的孩，我们无法回答我们孩子从学校里带回来的问题。
Or we can also say that we cannot answer the questions that our children brought from school.
我看小孩子，我最近看到两个小册子，是给非常小的孩子学数学的小册子。
So I saw like two small vehicles that is for children's math.
一本封面是两个爸爸生了两个男孩，两个孩子。
So the two fathers had two sons.
一个是两个妈妈生了两个孩子。
So another question is like two mothers have two children.
那就是二加二等于四了。
So that's equals that is like two plus two equals four.
在我们的会员班的小册子里面。
So in our membership class.
可以有一个数据的统计可以作为注脚。
So there is a statistics can be regarded as a footnote.
美国从1946年到1964年，这个朝代是称为婴儿潮。
So, there's a time in America is considered as a baby bloom from 1946 to 1964.
这段时间里面，我们在座的差不多都是婴儿潮的人了。
So, most of you guys are actually from a baby booming.
婴儿潮的美国，基督徒占三分之二。
So during the baby booming, there are two-thirds of Christians in America.
但是到了1980年到2000年的千禧年时代。
So during the millennial period.
那其中基督徒只有 15%.
So there are only 15% of Christians.
最近我听到了一句话，这句话的名字叫我们都在校园里。
So recently I heard a saying which is we are all on campus.
是什么意思？我们都可能没有在大学里读过书，或者没有在大学里教过书。
So what does that mean? Some of us did not even go to school, go to college, or we did not teach on college.
我们每个人都在校园里。
But this saying is that we are all on campus.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
美国有137万教授，大学教授。
So there's a 1.37 million professors in America.
占总人数的0.45%。
So the total population is accounting as a 0.47% of total population.
他们首先影响了美国整个人口的6%的学生。
So they're actually influencing a total population of students 6%.
而这个6%的大学生们却影响着美国的明天。
But among this 60% of college students are actually influencing Americans' future.
60年代的美国大学的年轻人的前卫的反文化思想。
So they are actually the pre-runner of the liberal civilization.
就成为了今天美国全社会的这个 LGBT 的先导。
So they become the forerunner of the whole American's LGBTQ population.
那今天美国人都强调自我。
So today Americans emphasize self-centeredness.
他们强调人本。
They emphasize humanism.
他们否认真理的绝对性。
They deny the absolute truth.
他们不再相信罪是导致人性堕落的根本，社会腐败的根本。
So they cannot believe that sin actually costs a lot.
于是他们相信种族批判理论。
So they believe in racial criticism.
他们认定美国现在整个社会会那么样的混乱，是因为有种族的压迫。
So they believe the current chaos of race is actually caused by racial conflict.
是白人压迫了黑人。
So white people oppressed black people.
很多人开始迷信马克思主义。
Many people believe in Marxism.
我们过去说，在中国我们都怎么走过来，知道有阶级斗争。
So we in China we were talking about like there are like fights between among the levels.
社会黑暗是因为资产阶级剥削了无产阶级。
So the darkness of the society is actually caused by socialism.
所以无产阶级要斗争，要把资产阶级打倒。
So there is a war between the socialism and non-socialism.
我们不是成为无产阶级，成为资产阶级。我们不打倒人，就被人打倒，是不是这样？
So we came from China. So if we are not beaten, and we will beat others.
想不到今天美国的种族批判理论是同样的。
So today it's the same thing.
为什么有黑命贵就是这么道理？
为什么？
有黑命贵，黑人的命比较贵，有这个道理来鼓吹在美国阶层的对立。
Oh yeah. So why there's like black life matters?
所以这种迷信政治正确的这种理论的本身。迷信乌托邦能够救国的这种治国的这种理念都是反神的。
So all these beliefs about utopian is actually against God's will.
今天我们想过没有呢？
Today have we thought about it?
许多的做父母的，
many of our parents,
我们从东方来到了这里，
we came from east.
我们出钱，出大钱，找学区房。
We spend a lot of money to look for houses in school district.
为孩子力争进最好的学校。
And strive for the best education for our children.
但是多年之后呢？
But many years later.
学校却将我们的儿女培养成了真理的敌人、上帝的敌人和我们父母的敌人。
The school trained our children to become enemies of truth, enemies of God, and also enemies of parents.We are on the inner campus.
问题是如此下去，在五十年以后呢，美国又会变成怎样的社会呢？
So if the situation continues like this, what would happen in 50 years in America?
所以我们今天要回到圣经上。
So today I want to come back to the Bible.
我们今天讲到怪异的教训。
So we're talking about false
teaching. 讲到世俗化对基督信仰的杀伤力。
So we are talking about secularization.The influence of secularization to the biblical teaching.
所以从属灵的角度来看，今天我讲的并不是一个什么新鲜的例子。
So what I'm teaching is not something new.
在整个的圣经历史上，世俗化对上帝的儿女、上帝的百姓的冲击的例子是从来就有的。
So from the history, we can really see the negative influence of secularization.
大家还记得罗德是出了乌尔。进到迦南的人。
So we know Lot actually left Ur and came to Canaan.
他的帐篷渐渐哪里啊？挪移，罪恶之城所多玛。
So his tent was gradually moved to Sodom.
这是不是这个世俗化对上帝信仰的一个影响力呢？
So is it an influence of the secularization?
以色列百姓已经被上帝领出了为奴之地的埃及，已经进到了这个迦南。但是他在旷野中，他们在想说什么呢
？So God is actually lead His people to the Canaan, and in the wilderness, what did they enjoy?
他们仍然迷信这个迷恋埃及的肉锅。
So they still obsessed with the meat party of Egypt. Is it called secularization?
那我今天想提醒弟兄姐妹的是。
So what I want to remind brothers and sisters.
今天我们仍然行进在属灵的旷野上。
So we are still walking in a spiritual wilderness.
但神对我们的提醒和教导又是什么呢？
So what's the teaching and the reminders of God to us?
现在我要讲第二个。
So the second.
我们要去寻找那长存的城。
So the second point is that we need to seek for the everlasting city.
在奔跑的路上，我们要去寻找那长存的神。
So on this spiritual journey, we ought to look for everlasting city.
因为神告诉我们，在地上是没有长存的神的，所有的城再大的帝国都被神拿去了，没有了，不见了。
So God told us there is no everlasting city in this world.
在哪里是长存的神？
So where is everlasting city?
从消极的角度，神告诉我们不要被怪异的教训勾去。
So from the negativity, God told us, do not be led away by the false teaching.
不要被世俗的教训带去。
So do not be carried away by wrong teaching.
但从积极的角度，是要叫我们去更加迫切地寻找长存的城。
But from the positivity, God wants us to seek enduring city.
今天多少的基督徒学了圣经以后，他们觉得当年离开本父本族父家，来到了美国，就是走进迦南了。
So many of Christians, they thought they would leave the motherland and came to America, which is Canaan.
但是你想过没有，在迦南仍然有征战。
But have you thought of it? In Canaan, there will be fights.
罗德就是在迦南地堕落的。
So you know, like Lot fell in Canaan.
接着我们打出来的这段圣经来告诉我们。
So from the Bible verses, we can see.
如果我们要寻找那长存的城，将来的城。
If we wanna seek everlasting city.
我们就要忍受基督同样的凌辱。
So we have to endure the same shame that Christ endured.
我们就要背起自己的十字架来跟随耶稣。
We have to carry our cross to follow Christ.
如果你真的认定自己是一个客旅。
If you really believe you are a visitor,
在世上只是一个寄居者,
you are only a visitor, a passenger in this world.
就好像亚伯拉罕在迦南，他仍然认定自己是寄居的。
As if, just like what Abraham did, he is a visitor in the Canaan.
那这样的人才能可能去寻找寻求到那长存的城。
So this kind of person will be able to seek the everlasting city.
好，我们就来讲说第一个。到基督那里忍受同样的凌辱舍己背起十字架来跟随主。
So the first we will talk about the shame that Jesus endured and sacrificed himself and follow God.
刚才圣经告诉我们在亚伦的祭司制度下赎罪日所献的祭肉连祭司们都不可以吃的。
So in the past in the Bible it says like the meat that considered as sacrifice cannot be eaten.
但是今天在十字架下面，我们所有的人都可以吃喝耶稣。
So today under the cross, everyone can eat Jesus and drink him.
所以圣经告诉我们，耶稣亲口告诉我们，他的肉是可吃的，他的血是可喝的。
So Jesus told us in the verses that his flesh is edible and his blood is drinkable.
所以这就告诉我们，所有走进教会的人，我们今天不是来寻找宗教，也不是来讲究神学的。
So today, everyone comes into the church. We are not actually looking for the philosophy.
而是来敬拜耶稣，接受耶稣为我救主的。
But actually to worship him and Jesus and accept him as a savior.
圣经说那个祭物要在烧在营外的。
So God said the sacrifice need to be burned in the camp.
所以你会看到耶稣是在城外被钉十字架的。
So you can also see Jesus was nailed on the cross outside the camp.
带走我们的罪。
So that he could carry our sins.
圣经刚才也告诉我们说，因为这样我们就出到营外，要救了他何去。
So God also told us like this is why we ought to go outside the camp to receive the salvation.
这个这是我来看哈，应该再走到前面去。对不起，哎呦，你要我帮我往前，这个我来看看，是不是可以往前？OK， 大家看到有一句话吗？我们也当什么？出到营外，第十三节。
So the verse 13 said, we also should go out of the camp.
我们也当出到营外，是告诉我们这些基督徒要跟随耶稣，也一样去接受所要面对的凌辱。
So which means that we also need to go out to face the same shame that Jesus endured.
所以圣经告诉我们，如果我们为基督的名受辱骂，那是有福的。
So Jesus told us, if we are cursed by his name, and then we are blessed.
如果一个人说基督徒他信了上帝以后，但是他从来没有受过逼迫，从来没有受到过难处，那么他的信仰多少是有问题的。
So if a Christian say, ever since he became a Christian, he never experienced any persecution, which means his faith has some issues.
上个月我到宾州使者的总部去服事。
So last month I went to Philadelphia to serve at Ambassadors of America.
正好有兴趣看了一场歌剧《摩西》。
So we went to musical show.
当然，摩西的故事大家都很熟悉。
It's about Jesus and Moses, and you all are familiar about Moses.
但是我还是被歌剧中的剧情所深深的感动。
So I was really touched by some plots of the show.
圣经只是说他不愿意做这个王子，乃是愿意跟受苦的希伯来人同在。
So in the verses, it's said like Jesus does not want to be a king, but he wants to be amongst those who are suffering.
所以在歌剧中你会看到，作为王子的这个摩西跟他的父王就展开了非常激烈的争论。
So in the show, I saw that Moses and all different kings had fight.
圣经告诉我们说，他恒心忍耐，如同看见了主。
So verses told us he endured heartily so that he could see Jesus.
所以属灵上的事是超越的。
So we can see that there is a supernatural thing with spirituality.
摩西怎么能看见眼睛所看不见的主呢？
How could Moses could see the Lord that other people couldn't see from their eyes?
就好像耶稣所说，你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕看见我就欢欢喜喜，怎么可能呢？
So as what Jesus said, your ancestor Abraham became excited when he saw me.
所以求神帮助我们，真正要寻求那长存的神，我们里面要面对两个惧怕。
So Jesus told us that we need to, we always need to seek Him, and see Him, and also inside of us we will have two fears.
一个惧怕是怕死。
One is to fear of death.
第二个惧怕是怕穷。
Another one is fear of poverty.
我先来讲怕死。
So we can look at the fear of death.
记得我那年95年的时候，我们离开了应城，到了那里去。这个洛杉矶去读神学。
So I remember in 1995, I left here and went to Los Angeles for a seminar.
我们一边读神学，一边就在家里开拓教会。
So we were going to a seminar and also we are setting up church at home.
因为家里开拓教会，所有的人都可以来。
So if I have church at home, anyone can come.
我们带了一个人信主。
We actually led one person to reckon to know Jesus.
他是开指压店的，指压、按摩之类的。
Oh, okay. He has a massage store.
我们知道他背后有很多的问题。
So we know he has a lot of problems.
但是他要到教会来，我们当然跟他传福音。
So when he came to church, and we shared gospel with him.
我记得他跟我讲过一句话。
I remember one of his words.
我是不能离开女人的。
I cannot leave.
所以他早就是一个有夫之妇了。
So he is a husband or wife.
所以因着他就告诉我，这每一天都要跟女人在一起。
So he wanted to be with women.
有一天，他带了一个女人来到了我们的家，我们的教会。
So one day he brought a woman to our house, our church.
我一看就知道他们的关系不正常。
So I saw there is an abnormal with their relationship.
所以那天我们就讲了一个关于基督徒如何过圣洁生活的这样一个信息。
So that day our message is about how Christians could live a spiritual life.
这个信息之后我呼召，这个带来的这个女子就信了耶稣。
So after this message, the lady he brought actually believed in Christ.
过了两天。
Two days later.
突然是在半夜的两三点钟吧，突然有一个电话打进来。
Suddenly, I received a phone call in the middle of night.
他跟我这个男的就跟我讲了一句话，非常阴沉的讲了一句话。
This masseuse told me.
他说我对他有感情，就是说他对那个女的有感情。
The masseuse told me that he has some feelings towards this woman.
因为在之前，这个女的就曾经打电话给我们，说那个男的强奸了她。
So before this call, this woman actually told us this masseuse actually raped her.
他说那个男的有两把枪。
So the guy has two guns.
他说他非常的害怕。
And she said she was scared.
所以那一天他就约我们两个去出去去帮助他。
So she asked both of us to go out and help her.
我们就希望他远离这个地方。
So we hope that she could leave this place.
如果这个男的来骚扰你，你就打电话给我们，你也告诉他你已经信主了。
So I told her if this man come to interrupt your life, you should call us and say you already choose Jesus.
所以那天两点钟我接到这个电话的时候，梅影那时候还在已经在睡梦中了。我接到这个电话的时候，听到那句阴沉沉的话，我对他有感情的时候，我的感觉上就是他把一个枪口已经对着我的脑门了。
So that night when I received this call that he said he has a feeling towards this girl, this female, I feel like he already pointed his gun on my head.
但是你知道吗，弟兄姐妹，那个时候我就是一个很简单的祷告，我就说耶稣救我。
So do you know, like at that moment, I did a simple prayer. I asked Jesus, save me.
突然从圣灵来的那种感动强烈到一个地步，我非常的告诉他。
So suddenly I have this strong passion. So there is no incest among Christians.
如果今天你要跟我讲男女的问题，我没有兴趣。
So if you are talking about the things between man and woman, I have no interest in it.
但是今天你要跟我讲基督徒不准淫乱的事，我可以跟你讲。
So if you want to talk about no incest among Christians, I can talk about it.
几分钟以后他就挂断电话。
So a few minutes later, he hung up.
以后他就没有再来我们教会。
And then he never came to our church.
弟兄姐妹想一想。
So think about this.
如果那时候我吓得趴下了。
If I was scared.
你怎么还可能带领弟兄姐妹往前呢？
How could I lead people to move forward?
你知道吗？
So the behind of this is actually devil.
那个时候我们教会都是穷人。
So by then, we are all poor people, as if we have nothing, nowhere to live.
各样的身份来到了洛杉矶。
So many people came to Los Angeles with different legal background.
因为穷，大家都想多赚一点钱。
Because we are poor, we just want to make more money.
所以魔鬼就在教会里搞直销。
Therefore, like the devil tried to sell products in churches. So many people went to sales.
问题是我们教会的主日学的负责人也在做直销。
So the problem is that the leaders of our church also went on the same field.
他是赚钱赚的最多的，奉献也是最多的。
He made a lot of money and also
donate
a lot.
你指出他不允许这样做的话，那么教会的支持就会减少一大半。
But if you say, "Oh, stop doing this," and then the income of the church will decrease a lot.
我跟他前后谈了三次话。
I had three conversations at three different times.
他说我多赚钱就多奉献。
And then he couldn't accept it. He said, "I make more, I will do not."
但是每个礼拜天的时候，他在教会门口发单张的时候，下面就是他的一张生意名片。
So when he like pass around his flyers, there's like a business card underneath of the flyer.
有一天是中秋节。
At one mid-autumn day.
有一个慕道友来找我。
A non-Christian sister come to us.
他就跟我说，志刚，你们教会里面有老鼠妈妈？
And then she told me, in your church there's a mouse mama.
就是把直销就是像发展就像老鼠一样快的这样一个形容，我一听就知道他在讲什么。
So this means like when this kind of a selling business they can, is large as like a mouse.
所以当我再次跟他交通没有结果的时候，我就带领弟兄姐妹站起来。
So when I pray and then I ask the teaching sister brothers to stand up.
教会是圣洁的。
Church is pure.
耶稣是完全的。
Jesus
我们既然是教会是属主的，怎么可以这样呢？
And then if we belong to God, how could we do this?
所以我就在带领弟兄姐妹连续三次讲了洁净圣殿的道。
So I actually preached on impurifying his God, his words.
3次带领弟兄姐妹开始唱一首歌。
And I purify his words for 3 times and also sing praise him 3 times.
要荣耀你的圣名。
To glorify his name.
我把歌词都改掉了。
And then I changed the lyrics.
改成我们华夏教会要荣耀你的名，就这么唱。
I changed that into our Chinese churches will glorify your name.
教会圣洁了。
And then church become pure.
钱少了，那有什么道理？
And then we did not have much money. And there's no fear.
如果你害怕了，那么上帝的灵就走开了。
And if you're scared, and his spirit will be lifted.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们除了不要害怕，也不要怕穷。
So unless we are not, besides not be fear, we are not, we shouldn't be afraid of poverty. And you know, there are many like cells among the brothers and sisters.
你会看到我们的教会开始苏醒了。
And you know that our church started to be awakening.
我刚才讲了。两位姐妹，其中一位姐妹今天坐着啊，你们那天多高兴啊，来告诉我，牧师，我们卖了190块美金。哎，看你正在家里做190块点心，做做看。
And then one of the sisters here actually was very excited to share that he made a lot of cookies.
有一种是教会成员的自豪。
And she felt like achieved.
我在另一个小组服侍。
And then when I was serving a church, Bible study group,
他们是服务人员，福音团契。
So they were serving the good come the church with the gospel.
他们都是在餐馆里做工的。
So they were serving in the restaurant.
他们也在做按摩店做工的、装修的等等。
They are also working at the massage therapy.
很多人没有身份，居无定所。
And then there are many people have no legal background, so they have no place to live. But can you imagine?
我们这样一个连自己都看不起自己的小组，竟然奉献金钱，光是为了这次宣教就奉献了2800块。
So can you imagine all these people who have no backgrounds and have no proper place to live? I donated a lot.
有一个姐妹是上个礼拜正好不在
，like
$2,000，她就奉献了1000块钱，是给我们小组长，我都不知道。
So this once brother came and he's donated $1,000.
他说神趁着神还给我力气做活，我就多奉献一点。
And he said like God give me strength to work, so I
donate more. 还有一位姐妹跟她的儿子，一人奉献500块。
And then a sister and her son also they both donated $500.
我们的小组还做了1900块的各样的点心。
And then our church actually made 1900 cookies.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你跟随主，你如果怕穷，你就被辖制了。
So, if you believe in Jesus and then you're scared of poverty and then you are actually limited,
当我们不怕死，也不怕穷的时候
when you are not scared of death or poverty, and then we will be released.
我们就自由了。
And then we will be free.
我们真的就变得富足了。
And then we will be rich.
好，第二个我们在想说来寻求一个将来的城。
So we are talking about seeking an everlasting city.
将来的城不是在地上的。
So everlasting city is not on this earth.
上帝是很真实的。
God is real.
真的，大卫在诗篇中讲个赞美上帝的每一个名词，他背后都有故事的。
So, The God David talked about in Psalm actually has all kinds of stories.
他说上帝是山寨，上帝就保护他。
He said, David said, God is a fortress, so God protected him.
上帝就光照他。
So he said, God is good, so God is actually shining upon him.
他说上帝是力量，上帝就用力量来束他的腰。
So he said, God is a strength, so God gave him strength to waist him.
他说上帝是救赎主，上帝真的是救赎他。
So he said, now God is a savior, so God saved him.
每一个名词背后都是可歌可泣的生命故事。
So there is like glorious and tragic stories with each of those names.
我们信主已经是多年的人了。
So we are Christians for years.
但是我们对那些不信的人，我们讲不出上帝所以然来，为什么？
But we cannot tell a lot of things about God to non-Christians.
不是我们不懂圣经。
It's not because we do not know Bible.
似乎也不是我们不会传福音。
It's not because we do not know how to share gospel.
而是我们缺少真实的生命经历。
It's because we lack the real life experiences.
所以圣经中的那位神，大卫所说的那位神，好像还不是我们的那位神。
Therefore, it looks like the God David mentioned is actually not becoming your and my God.
所以圣经在讲说亚伯拉罕奔跑属灵路上的故事，就有一个去寻找那个不在地上的城。
So, God is talking about the Abraham who is seeking everlasting city, which is not on the earth.
我们可以来读这段圣经，但是用英文你来读《希伯来书》的第十一章九节。
我的英文这个死掉了。
哦，已经死掉了，对不起。
对，
那死掉就死掉吧。他这个已经没有电了。OK， 他就是来告诉我们，这个亚伯拉罕因着信，他就在应许之地做客。
So the story is that Abraham is a visitor in a promising land.
上帝本来说迦南地是他是迦南地的主人呢。
So God said actually Abraham was the master of the Canaan.
我们也不是来到了美国吗？
So we also came to America.
但是亚伯拉罕因着信，他就觉得在那个地方好像做一个客人一样，就支搭帐篷。
So Abraham always believed he's a visitor, so he pitched the tent.
他没有被周围城邑的那种城市文化所吸引，城市文明所吸引。
He was not distracted by the urban civilization.
他因着信就等待那座有根基的城。
So he was waiting upon the everlasting city with roots and foundations through his faith.
他因着信过了生育的年龄，还认定自己还可以生孩子。
So, due to his faith, he still believed that he could have a child.
而且真的相信他以后的子孙可以多到像天上的星，像海边的沙。
And he also really believed that his descendants will be as many as stars in the sky and as countless as sands in seashore.
所以圣经告诉我们，像亚伯拉罕这样许许多多的圣经的伟人的故事。
So there are many great people's story like Abraham in the Bible.
说他们都是存着信心死的。
So they all say that they have faith.
很多的人没有眼睛看到所应许的。
Many people just see the promises with their eyes.
但他们思想的却是一个那天上的城。
But what they are thinking is actually everlasting city in heaven.
思想的是一个更美的家乡。
They are thinking of a beautiful hometown.
所以他们对别人讲说他们的神一点都没有羞愧。
So they are not ashamed about talking about God.
那我今天讲这些话对我们生命中到底有什么关联呢？
So what's the relationship between these verses with our life?
我今天想告诉弟兄姐妹，
I want to tell you guys.
我不知道你这几年在美国有没有这样的感觉。
I don't know if you have this feeling.
自从2020年起，世界就进入了一个非常寻常的年份。
So since 2020, the society came into this extraordinary time.
神把一件件大事都放在我们的面前了。
He arranged all kinds of big events in front of us.
你可以看到新冠疫情。
You can see COVID.
俄乌战争。
The war between Russia and Ukraine.
核战的阴云。
And also the war of nuclear weapons.
台海危机。
And a crisis with the Taiwan,
还有中美之间的博弈
and political games between China and America.
再加上我们每天身边常演的那个在美国的那个族裔冲突、政治角力、两党选举，哇
！And on top of the racial conflicts and elections between two parties,
你真的关心这些事情？
If you really pay attention to this, if you really pay attention to all these events, you feel cannot breathe.
今年的1月20号公布的人类的灭亡的时刻表的指数已经到了23:58:30.
So this January there is statistics that human extinction time would stop at 11:58:30.
这就是人文学家他们认定人类已经因着自己的关系，他们走进最后的灭亡，只剩下90秒了。
So the humanists said like people already only has like 90 minutes, seconds to escape.
去年是100秒。
Last year it is 100 seconds.
今年是90秒。
This year it is 90 seconds.
那过去的几十年，1991年冷战结束以后，说还有17分钟。
So in the past, like 1991, there was only 70 minutes.
明年是多少秒呢？
And how many minutes? How many seconds left?
我们不知道明天神允许哪些意想不到的事突然就临到了你我的头上。
We do not know what God will allow and sudden things happen to us tomorrow.
好，那我们就来思想一个问题。
So now we can think about a question.
眼前层出不穷的这些乱象。
So all of this chaos.
是不是神在提醒我们已经到了一个季节转换的日子？
Is it a reminder from God that there is a transitioning seasoning? What's the transition season?
50多度。
So like every day, every morning, there's only it's only 50 something degrees.
中午的时候可能是80多度。
In at noon, it's like 80 degrees, and it's suddenly cold, suddenly hot.
所以我们常常要增加或者减少衣服。
Sometimes we need to put on more or less clothes. Otherwise, we will be sick.
那今天属灵的世界有没有季节转换呢？
So today, with the spirituality, do we also have seasonal change?
所以耶稣常常用自然的变化来告诉我们属灵的变化。
So Jesus often try to tell us the spiritual change based on the natural change.
主耶稣特别讲到他再来的时候，讲到两个日子，一个是罗德的日子，一个是罗德的妻子。
So when Jesus talked about his return, he talked about two phrases. One is Lot and also his wife.
所以他希望我们明白属灵季节转换，我们要快快准备逃生的准备。
So in we facing spiritual change, we have to be prepared for escape.
耶稣似乎在告诉我们，属灵季节转换的时候，神会重新出牌。
So during the spiritual change, God will reshuffle the cards.
在上帝这个不同的操作中，他对人的对待是不一样的。
So in different operations, God will have different way to deal with people.
神过去在恩典的操作中，他的阳光照好人，也照歹人。
In the operation of grace, God's sun is actually shining good people and also evil people.
他的雨露降给义人，也给不义的人。
He rains for righteous and also unrighteous.
但是接下来在上帝公义的操作中，上帝的阳光就不再给歹人了，他的雨露也不再降给不义的人了。
So in the operation of justice and his sun is not going to shine upon bad people and he will not rain for unrighteous.
他的教会也不会再向那不信的人开启了。
His church will not open to the non-believers.
所以当季节转换变天临近的时候，上帝的儿女，上帝的教会要多加小心，早做准备。
So facing spiritual change, the Christians and God's children should be prepared.
所以我们否则我们就会遭受大的亏损，好像罗德和罗德的妻子一样。
Otherwise, we will suffer greatly as Lot and his wife.
圣经中的罗德无疑是一个悲剧性的人物。
So Lot is actually tragic.
他的人生真的是叫人扼腕。
So his life is greatly disappointing and sad.
大家都知道他的故事，他的女婿最后葬身了火海。
His son-in-law was killed in fire.
他的妻子变成了岩柱。
His wife became a pillar of salt.
他的儿女乱伦堕落。
His daughters engaged in incest.
所以今天我们在讲说这个基督徒奔跑的这样路上这个主题的时候
，So when we talk about our running on a spiritual journey,
我们都要扪心自问一个问题
：We have to ask ourselves，
在属灵季节转换的日子，我们会扮演一个怎样的角色
？During the spiritual changing, what role are we playing？
是罗德、罗德的妻子、罗德的女婿、罗德的女儿，还是罗德的叔叔亚伯拉罕
？Are we Lot？His wife, his son-in-law, his children, or his uncle Abraham.
今天我们是选择步罗德的后尘，做罗德的第二，还是效法亚伯拉罕，做亚伯拉罕的后裔？
So today we actually choose to follow Lot's footsteps, being a second Lot, or actually choose Abraham and become his descendants.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
谢谢你圣灵开启我们的心。
Thank you for opening our heart.
让我们真的知道，在这个世界上有很多怪异的教训要勾引我们去。
Reminding us that we may be carried away by a false teaching.
让我们的心牢牢的在你的根基话语的根基上站立。
Hold our heart tightly on your foundation.
也求神帮助我们能够去寻找那属天的永远的长存的城。
Please help us to seek an everlasting city.
恩待我们每一个来到你面前寻求的弟兄姐妹。
So honor us, every brother and sister.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Listen to our prayers, and in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 我们谢谢杜娜，好吗？这么好的翻译，我要把荣耀归给神。
兄弟姐妹们平安。我们非常感谢张牧师给我们这个美好的信息，特别是在这个纷乱的幕后的时代，真的我们要提防各种世俗的或者怪异的教训。谢谢张牧师今天就是教给了我们很多的有用的方法，让我们如何去寻找这种永生的那个永恒的长存的城，真的是我们今天在座的每个人的福气，对吧？所以说真的是感谢主，今天没有来的真的是亏了。对，下面我们为今天的奉献祷告。这两天我们感谢你，赞美你，真的，你是，就是你是那信实的主，你也是那个全能的，又真又活的，有怜悯的主。我们知道我们是如此的软弱，经常人云亦云，经常就是被各种世俗的所谓的教训所吸引，并且深信不疑。求主，就是能够住在我们当中，就是让我们在你的真道上能够更加坚定，就是不至于被那个世俗所吸引，渐行渐远。就是虽然我们有过犯有罪过，但是你并没有撇弃我们，就是你的爱呢始终关照了我们，你的恩典始终临到我们的身上。就求主赦免我们的在属灵征战的时候的软弱，就求主能够也预让我们的这种来自就是来自我们心底的这种对神的这种感谢，这种感恩，也求主能够预让我们的奉献。因为无论是金钱和才干还是财务，它本来都是来自于你，就求主能够接受我们，把你的给我们的这些礼物当中拿出很小的一部分再反馈给你，也求主能够悦纳，也求主能够恩待我们教会，因着我们的教会，让我们的就是因着我们的奉献，让我们的教会能够蒙福，就是使我们教会在这个属灵的征战中能够得胜，也让我们教会能够有丰富的供应，同时也让你的忠心的仆人没有后顾之忧，就是能够满怀信心的能够去为你征战，为你过得胜的生活。感谢主，赞美主，在那祷告就是不配奉主名求，阿门。好像今天在我们的左手边好像都是老朋友，对吧？在我们右手边有没有新朋友？好像能不能简单的介绍一下，让我们能够认识你？